Welcome to Word Life Church. My name is Pastor Freddie Minifield. You know, I'm so excited that you joined us today. I don't believe it's a coincidence. One thing I know for sure is that the Word of God will make all the difference in your life. And the word you hear today is going to encourage you, it's going to challenge you, and it's going to impact your forever. So whatever you do, get all the distractions away, and you tune in and expect to hear from heaven. And after the message, don't go anywhere. I'd love the opportunity to pray with you on any needs that you may have in your house or your household. You know, there is no time, space, or distance in the spirit realm. You can be healed, delivered, saved right where you are. So stay tuned after the message. We'll see you then. Father, we thank you for yet another opportunity to come before you and receive from you. We thank you for your holy written word. We thank you for grace deposits and truth impartation. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you now asking you for help. We agree together now, asking for a release of a corporate anointing. We're asking for direction and guidance. We're asking for the manifestation of your presence and power. Father, I'm asking you to give me utterance today. Open our eyes, our ears, our hearts, and our minds to receive from you. Show us what to do. We purpose ahead of time to be obedient. Help us to understand your true nature. Help us to understand our true identity so that we can walk in freedom. Strengthen us by your might, by your spirit. Give us insight. Give us more revelation. We welcome an invasion of your spirit right now. I come against every hindrance and distraction. I boldly declare that the word of God will go forth unhindered and unchecked in Jesus' name. If you agree with that prayer, say amen. Can he do it? Absolutely. Remember the leadership summit coming up June 6th through the 9th. If you are in leadership or desire to take a look at what leadership looks like, we're encouraging you to come out and be a part June 6th through the 9th. It'll be a Sunday service, a Sunday evening, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The purpose of this summit is for us to be mended by our hearts and directed and led by our Lord. Amen. You know, one of the most powerful things I've heard Paul say, well, not like I was hanging out with Paul, but Paul said in his word, and I agree, is in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. He said, "And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Now that is my heart's cry. Whenever I get the opportunity to minister the word of God, I like to look at that because that's what it's about. It'll never be about a man. It'll never be about a man's vision, a man's experience, a man's way of doing things. Family, we need to hear from heaven. True or not true? We need supernatural guidance. We need instructions from on high in order to do what God has called us to do. Don't settle for a natural life. Whatever you do, if you've already said yes to Jesus, don't settle for a natural life. Not when a supernatural life is available. Jesus died for you and I to participate, to come in union with deity. We've been made divine partakers. You know what that means? That means Jesus came, lived on the earth, so that you and I could live out of heaven's abundance. He paid a price so that the things of God could be manifested in our lives. Look at somebody and say, "You are a vessel." Look at somebody else and say, you are a vessel. Isaiah 55:9 says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You know, it's so important, family, to settle it once and for all. God's ways and God's thoughts are higher than ours. It makes sense for you and I to yield to what he is saying and what he is doing. His ways are always going to be better, true or not true. Always. He's always going to have a better way of doing that. God's plan for your future is great. His thoughts, his ways are more. His provision is greater than our imagination. When we center our lives on God's plan, we will begin to flow in his plan. You know what? You and I have the opportunity to partner with the creator of the universe. We have an opportunity to just yield and submit and allow his ways to become our ways. Are we going to miss it if we're flowing in his ways? That's a real question. Are we going to miss it if we're flowing in his ways? It's important to settle that. 1 John 4:8 talks about God being love, and that's where we're going to start today. God is love. Because God is love, his way of doing things will always be better. It will always be in our best interest to do things the way God says do it. You know why? Because God is love. And love is not only generous, it's caring, it's protective. So his way is going to be the best thing that you and I can do. Look at somebody and say, your best life is in him. Your best life is in him. You know, I used to ask the Lord, okay, Lord, what is your will for my life? And if we ask the wrong question, we can never get the right answer. A better question is, Lord, what is your will so that I can make that my life? When you and I tap into the will of God, provision, protection, fulfillment always goes before us. Anytime we put self in the center of our game planning, our strategies, we're missing it. We have to say, Lord, what is your will and how do I participate with you? Doing the will of God sets you up for a powerful life. God wants to help you and I fulfill his will in the earth. God wants you to represent him. God desires for you to represent him well. He wants you to represent him to a lost and dying world. That's what he's after. He's after yielded, willing vessels that say yes to his will, to his plan. You know, the miraculous is always available. Breakthrough is always available. God is looking for yielded vessels to trust him enough to do something about it. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for you and I to just surrender. Say, Lord, what do you want me to do? You know, Max, you're not just going on the road driving for you. The things that's been deposited in your life, you're going to have an opportunity to minister to those on the road. I hope you know that. God has set you up. It's not about us, family. Those things that God desires to do is waiting for us to agree with it. You know, there is no spiritual manifestation without a person. The Spirit of God is never going to supersede the method of man. Nothing happens evil without a yielded vessel. Nothing happens for God without a yielded vessel. This is my charge to all of us today. Yield to God. Yield to his plan. Yield to his way. Our series is entitled Experiencing God. When you and I decide to let go of our plans and yield to His plan, that's when we'll begin to experience God. How many of you want to experience God? Raise your hand if you want to experience God. That's the key. We have to have a desire. Those of you who didn't raise your hand, just hang around. That it's contagious. When we give in to God's plans, that's when we really begin to experience His faithfulness. The will of God is going to be accomplished. Family, God is not going to fail. The will of God will be accomplished. The question is, will you participate in it? It's going to be accomplished. Let's go to Isaiah 46, 10. Family, listen to this statement. The great I am still is. Let's say that together. The great I am still is. There's a bunch of power wrapped up in that statement. He still is. He's still transforming lives. He's still demonstrating His love and His goodness. Isaiah 46:10 says, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Family, the will of God is going to take place. It's going to happen. God is an expert of getting His will done in the earth. He breathed life into dust creatures, and a living, speaking spirit began and is still continuing on. He used a man to save every species of the animal kingdom because it was His will. He chose to use Gideon with 300 men to defeat an army of 120,000 soldiers. I think He could get His will done. He used Paul to preach the gospel from Asia Minor all the way to Rome. I think He could help you step into your assignment. He's an expert at getting His will done. God is all powerful. These are the things I want to accomplish today. My goal is to give us new insight on God is all powerful. God is faithful, and God desires to use every one of us. That's His heart's desire. Live your life in response to an all-powerful God. An all-powerful God is inviting you to do life with Him. An all-powerful God is inviting you to partner with Him to advance the kingdom of God. That is so exciting. There's somebody online who has been weary and wondering if God is still going to use you. And the answer is yes, sir. God is desiring, and it's so important. There's somebody in here that has that same question. Is it too late for me? The answer is no. God is going to still use you to do what He's called you to do. It's a matter of yielding to it. It's a matter of stepping up. Ministry is still in your life. Ministry is still in your future. Whoever that's for, grab hold of that and receive that. You know, whenever the word of knowledge or the word of wisdom goes forth, whatever you, first thing you say, Lord, is that for me? And if it's for you, grab hold of it. You know, God never wastes a gift. And when the gifts of the Spirit are in operation, it's for somebody who is watching at that moment. If today was going to be the day that you encountered God and it transformed your life forever, would you be present? Would you have ears that hear? Getting to know God is so critical for you and I. We have to make the decision to allow God to penetrate our lives. Following God and His will always require you and I to walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 talks about walking by faith, not by sight. Sight is attached to the natural realm, and the natural realm is always subject to change. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Not situations and circumstances, not hard times, not hardships, not people coming against you. Everything in the natural is subject to change. Man, that's good news. If you're going through something in the natural right now and you know it's subject to change, it's subject to bow down to the will of Almighty God. It's subject to listen to the atmosphere when a yielded believer speaks accordingly. Obeying God opens the door to the supernatural in your life. Obeying God opens the door to the supernatural in your life. How does that happen? First of all, the supernatural is all God has. Every time you obey God, every time you say yes to God, you are subject to the supernatural taking place in your life. Somebody say amen to that. Think about this for a second. God is not encouraging you to obey him to do something in the natural. God is not calling you to obey him to do something you can do on your own. All he has is his super on your natural to make an explosive force in the earth realm. That's all he has. All he has is God is divine. His plans, his thoughts, and his ways are divine. He's the God of the impossible, and he's inviting you to come along with him. He's the God of the impossible. That's what he does. You realize God majors in the impossible? That's what God does, and he's inviting you into that lifestyle. We can experience God like never before. We can experience God in a greater way. In fact, when we turn our attention to the things of God, when we yield and subject ourselves to him, he will always do more than we can think or imagine. And that's his intent. That's what he's after. He's after showing himself strong in your life. The Spirit of God has been made available to you for you as his child. Raise your hand if you said yes to Jesus. If Jesus is your Lord, this scripture is for you. Romans 8, 14 and 17. Let's go there. Romans chapter 8, verses 14 and 17. Let's read that together. It's on the screen. Ready? Read. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Stop. Those who are not led by the Spirit of God, can they call themselves sons of God? That's important. This scripture is for those, it says for as many, and this is the thing, it's for everybody. It's not an exclusive club. He's opening it up for everybody. It's for everybody, but not everybody's going to take advantage of it. True or not true? Continue reading. Romans 8, 15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Keep going. The Spirit himself bears witness. Okay, so notice we're talking about two different spirits. It said the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit, two different spirits. So we always have an opportunity to allow his spirit to invade our spirit and do what he's called us to do. There is so much in there. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. You are an heir of God. You are a joint heir. You are in partnership with Christ. Don't doubt your ability to complete his assignment. He will equip you and empower you to do it. Somebody in here today, you've been struggling with doubt. You've been struggling with your ability to do what God has called you to do. You've been struggling with, you know, can I do that? Am I able to accomplish this? God's been showing you some things that's bigger than you, and you've been hesitating because you don't know if you can accomplish it. Well, this is for you. God put this in the message for you today. Don't doubt your ability to complete whose assignment? It's His assignment. He's more concerned about completing His assignment than you will ever be. It's His assignment. What He's looking for people to stand up and say, "Here I am, Lord. Pick me, pick me." There's a scripture that talks about God's eyes looking to and fro, looking around to see whose heart is turned towards Him, perfect, matured toward Him. He's looking. If you think about this, this is a great example. If you've served in the military is not asking you to pay your own way. Is that true? If you're in the military, stand to your feet. If you were in the military, or if you are, if you've served in the military, stand to your feet. Let's give them a thunderous round of applause. Thank you, gentlemen, for your service. You may be seated. With God, you're in good hands. If the military is going to take care of the soldiers, can we expect God to take care of His soldiers? Absolutely. Let's go to Jeremiah 29:11. God is all-knowing. God knows you better than you know yourself. God knows what you need better than yourself. I talked about a couple of weeks ago, some of the worst advice I've ever got was, "Freddie, you do you." That is horrible advice. "Freddie, just do you." That's horrible. Freddie makes mistakes. Freddie comes up short. When Freddie yields to the Spirit of God, I never miss it. Think about that. You have never made a Spirit-led mistake. You've never listened to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit says, "Oh, no, my fault, I'm in left." Never. You've never made a Spirit-led mistake. Since God is all-knowing, you'll never have to question His wisdom. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil." If it's evil, if it's bad, is God doing it to you? If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's the devil. Settle that. God is not taking you through hard times to teach you something. God does not need to use the devil. He does not need to hire the devil to do His work. He's never going to use bad. He's never going to initiate bad in your life to teach you something. Will He use it? Absolutely, He'll use it. He'll use it, but He'll never be the source of evil or bad in your life. All-powerful, all-knowing God desires to lead your life. You know, I'm reminded of when we stepped out and started Word Life. You know, it took me three years to say, I was like, "Tell me again, Lord." Okay, tell me again. Tell me what you told me is what you really want me to do. I mean, I kept hesitating. I was scared. I didn't know what was coming up before me. I didn't know what to expect. And my personality, because I'm a middle child, I grew up a people pleaser. I was trying to keep the bigs from fighting in the house, and I was trying to keep the smalls from fighting in the house. I was right there in the middle. And my desire was to please my pastor. My desire was not to cause any ripples. My desire was to get my pastor to approve and see what God was showing me. My desire was getting my pastor to say, "Okay, you know, you are hearing from God. You are seeing what God is showing you. It is okay to obey God." And it took me 3 years. You know, There are some things that God has been encouraging you to do, commanding you to do, and you're allowing the fear of man to hinder you from stepping out. The fear of man has the ability to hinder God's plan. Thus, the almighty, all-knowing plan of God can be hindered because of the fear of man. You know, and we didn't know what we were doing. We knew the voice of God. And I got to the point where I felt like I was in just straight up disobedience. I was going into church just feeling just heavy, because I knew God said, step out. 3 years ago. Every year it got worse. It got heavier. I was like, you know, and then finally I said, you know, I don't care. It's too harsh. It's too heavy to continue to disobey God, hoping that man accepts what God is doing or saying. That's a horrible exchange. Family, decide to live your life before the audience of one. Please God. Please, God, above all else, we had the courage. We made a commitment. We said, Lord, if you open the door, we'll continue to have the courage to step through. We'll continue to keep stepping. We'll continue to keep moving forward. And we just celebrated year six, and y'all are still here. People are still tuning in. No, we just continue to allow him to shape us. You know, another great revelation is be moldable. Be teachable. If you want to experience God, those of you who raise your hand and say you desire to experience God, be teachable. Be moldable. Allow God to live his life through you. We learn to value the voice of God over the fear of man. Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. When your steps are ordered by the Lord, it's always in your best interest. Can you agree with that? If he's ordering our steps, it's for our best interest. So here's our response to that. Follow him. Follow. That's your response. Look at your neighbor and say, keep stepping. Keep following. That's the key. 2 Timothy 1:9. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9 says, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. Family, understand the calling and the assignment on your life is for his purpose. He wants you to succeed. He wants your life to bear fruit. God knows your future better than you know your past. Sometimes we meditate on and we reflect on our past, and God is saying, come with me. Allow me to take you into a joy-filled future. Proof text to that statement is Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. It says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, don't get stuck on the replays of your past. Begin to look forward and see what God is doing for you. He's trying to take you into a future that's full of hope. That's his desire for you. Focus on truth. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue And if there is anything praiseworthy, listen to these instructions. Meditate on these things. Don't meditate on what he or she said about you. Don't meditate on the bumps and the bruises, the stumblings along the way. Don't meditate on the trials and tribulations. Don't meditate on what God didn't do then. Focus on what God is doing right now. You realize all you have is right now? All you have is right now. Be present. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." Your thinking produces substance in your heart. And that which is produced in abundance will be spoken out. Spoken substance of the heart will change the course of your life. There is so much in that statement. You know, the power that's been invested in you comes out of you through your voice. And it comes by way of your thoughts. You have to choose to take thoughts captive and make them submit to the will of God. If you don't do that, you'll begin to think on negative things and you'll begin to rehearse them and speak them out. I just don't like negative people. Can I say that out loud? Negative is just, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard. When someone is just surrendered to negative, they start sounding like the parents on Charlie Brown after a while. And I turn into a ventriloquist, and I just smile. Oh, thank you, Lord, getting out of here. Ooh, Jesus. Oh, I can't wait. Good God, stop them, Lord. And because we don't need junk being poured into our hearts. Am I the only one? Y'all got me up here all by myself. Am I the only one? Don't feed on negative. Don't choose to let negative words come out of your mouth. Don't think on, you know what? Forgive everybody quickly. Quickly. You always have a choice. Somebody cuts you off, you do not have to wave at them with one finger. You don't. You really don't. Forgive them immediately. Let it go. Let it go quickly. Matthew 12:34 says, "But brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Family, every time, whatever your heart is full of is going to come out. Seed thought will become manifested word power. Seed thought will get into your heart, it'll be spoken out, and it will become manifested word power. In our household, we say things like, every day is a receiving day. We believe that. Dear friends of ours said that one time over lunch, and we just grabbed hold of it. Yep, that's for us. Every day is a receiving day. Let's practice that. Everybody say, every day is a receiving day. What comes out of my mouth is the nature of what's in my heart. And I have the power to change it. And we saw that in Philippians 4:8. Attitude really is free. And as long as it belongs to me, I can do something about it. Circumstances come and go, but choice remains mine. I said a lot right there. I hope that part is in your, I hope that's in your notes and you can grab hold of that. Attitude is free. And it always remains with me. Circumstances come and go. We all go through something, true or not true. Choice remains ours. Don't let circumstances manipulate your attitude. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all, guard, for out of it flows, springs life." Look at your neighbor and say, "Guard your heart." It's shaping your future. When I focus on my past, I blur the vision of my future. Don't ever get so caught up in your past that you blur the vision of what's before you. The rear view mirror is not for driving. You got a windshield before you. Focus on going forward. Choose to live your life like Paul. Press forward. You know, go to Matthew chapter 12, 35. I can do it. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 35. It says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. The good things that are in our heart, we are still responsible for bringing them forth. I'm reminded of a time in ministry when we served as assistant pastor, 15, 20 years ago now probably. And there was a bunch of strong men serving together, deacons and ministers, and there was a situation, a circumstance that took place in all of our lives, and we chose to keep bringing forth the good in order to keep going with God. And some of our dear friends began to focus on the bad, and they are no longer in ministry, and some of them aren't even serving God today. Family, we always have a choice. We can choose what we allow offense to do to our hearts. Guard your hearts. Keep it. Because life is on the inside of your heart. What is produced in your life comes out of your heart. Guard that. It is precious. What you focus on matters. What you rehearse in your mind matters. You'll always reserve the final vote of how what people do will affect you. That will always be yours. You will always have the final say-so. You have the power to fill your mind with regret, pain, sorrow, or hope, peace, and joy. If your thinking is stinking, you're shaping a life that you really don't want. Stinking thinking produces a negative life. A life full of lack. Whatever you speak is what you're given authority to shape in your life. Man, that's so powerful. Whatever you speak, that's what you're given authority to shape your life. What are you saying? Are you saying this cough is killing me? Are you saying these kids are going to be the death of me? Are you saying you make me sick? What are you declaring? Come on, Freddie. It don't take all that. You're going overboard. Well, if you're creating the image and likeness of God, and God said light be and light is, there's power in your words. You can choose right now to cut the ties of the past and walk into a powerful, blood-bought future full of life, joy, peace, and hope. You can choose this. Application. What's number one say? Walk by faith, not by sight. How do we apply this message to our lives? We have to choose to walk by faith because facts are subject to change. Number two says what? Okay, I'm going to give it. We're going to go beyond the star steep students and give everybody a chance. Okay? Number two, ready, read. Good job, class. Behold him. Number three says what? Meditate on the goodness of God. Man, that's so good. You always have a choice. Philippians 4:8 showed us that. Number four says what? Guard your heart. Number five. Make God's will your life. You live a life yielded to him and constancy. Lord, not my will, your will. Be done. Number six says what? Let him. Here's the thing. Whether you understand it or not, let him direct your life. Let him direct your path. Number seven says what? Pray in the Spirit. You know, the ability to pray in the Spirit allows us to tap in to the mind of Christ. It allows us to go beyond ourselves. And I say often, and I will continue to say, don't limit yourself to yourself. Don't limit yourself to yourself, because you're going to get frustrated. You're going to get, you know, people are going to call on you and say, pray for me. And you're going to wake up, oh, my Lord, I didn't pray. No, God is never going to do that. Don't limit yourself to yourself. Allow the Spirit of God to pray through you every chance you get. Bow your head and close your eyes as the prayer ministers are coming forward. If you need healing in your body, if you've never said yes to the forgiveness of Jesus, or if you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, we are extending an invitation for that now. You know, if you've said yes to Jesus and your body is now the temple of the Holy Spirit, it is meant to be well. Healing is for today. If you need healing in your body, if you need healing in your heart, your emotions, we serve an all-knowing, all-powerful, good God who desires to minister to his children. If you have a need, give us the opportunity to pray with you. If that's you, will you come? Will you come and just receive? Will you give us the opportunity to partner with you in prayer? Will you allow us to add our faith to your faith? With every head bowed and every eye closed, those of you who are filled with the Holy Spirit, just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. Just begin to allow the atmosphere to shift as such as a miracle can happen. Wasn't that a powerful message? Isn't God good? You know, one thing I know for sure, the Word of God never returns void. It's always going to do what it's supposed to do. So here's your challenge. Apply the Word of God that you heard today. If this message has been a blessing to you in any way, I'm encouraging you to consider sowing a seed. You know, here at Word Life, we're seeing lives transformed. We're seeing people saved, healed, delivered. And that happens through partnership. So we welcome your partnership if you feel led to come and be a part of what God is doing here. If you have any prayer requests, let us know. We would love the opportunity. I'm going to pray for everybody here in a second. But if you have anything specific, let us know. We would love the opportunity to partner with you in prayer. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for each and every viewer. Father, I add my faith to their faith right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak blessings over their lives, over their children, over their households. I boldly declare that they are above only and not beneath. They are the head and not the tail, and they walk in victory in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next time.